弟兄姊妹们平安。我今天早上出门前把我主日的奖章跟那个讲义夹放在一起，然后放在包包，出门前发现我怎么会带以赛亚书的讲义夹呢，就把它拿出来换成 Newman 的讲义夹，结果主日奖章忘了拿出来，所以我刚才赶快跑回家去了哈。
So this morning I left my Sunday sermon outlines at home, so just now I had to rush home to get it.
如果是我年轻一点的话，我就 preach without outlines. 但是现在年纪大了，不行。
If I were younger, I would have preached without outline, but I can't do that now.
Yeah, 那个刚刚唱这首诗歌说求用我一生啊。
As we were singing this song, Oh Lord, I give you my life.
我想我们很多的时候我们唱的时候自己也都很感动，愿意让主来用我们。
Oftentimes when we sing a song like this, we are so moved that we want the Lord to use our life.
可是很多的时候我们里面也真的觉得自己何等不配把自己交给他。
But yet on the other hand, we felt we're so unworthy to commit to him.
因为圣经里面讲到他是从粪堆中淤泥里面把我们提拔起来。
Because the scripture says that he lifted us out the miry clay.
你想想看，从粪堆污泥里面拉出来的东西谁想用。
So who will want to use someone out of the miry clay?
但是只有他这位伟大的救主，他能够洁净我们。
But only this great Savior, he is able to cleanse us.
只有他能够真正的来改变我们。
Only he can change us.
然后把我们提升，让我们能够跟王子同坐。
And he lifts us up just like princes.
所以我们唱这首歌的时候不要只是觉得有一个牺牲的感觉。
So when we sing the song, do not just feel that we're sacrificing.
更何况我们很多的时候唱我们并没有真的把自己奉献啊。
Often times when we sing it, we don't really offer ourselves.
但是我们里面真是要觉得不配，就算主肯用我们都觉得不配。
Even if the Lord is willing to use us, we should still feel unworthy.
但是从另外一面来说，我们也常常说把自己奉献给神成为何用的器皿是我们该做的事。
But yet on the other handIt is our duty and responsibility to offer ourselves to the Lord.
神用不用，神怎么用，神什么时候用，那是神的事情。
It's up to the Lord to see whether he will use it and how or when.
我想今天要来看以赛亚就是一个很好的例子。
Today we're going to look at Isaiah, which is a very great
example. 在我们开始之前，我想我们也还是纪念很多弟兄姊妹都在外地，他们在服事。今天起码有20多个人。在宣教工厂里面服事。
So before we start, we want to remember our brothers and sisters who are on the mission field. At least 20 of them there on the mission field.
我们都需要在祷告中纪念他们。
We need to remember them in our prayers.
不光保守他们出入平安，也让他们身心灵水土的适应各方面都能够很怎么讲，不要受到打岔啊。
So that they will have safety and also health.That nothing will be interrupted.
那上个礼拜我们讲 David 2的时候，我说我没有机会讲 David 3啊。
Last week we went through the second series on second message on David.
但是我们讲到大卫的时候，我们特别提醒弟兄姊妹，像大卫这么爱主的一个人，他都可能跌倒，而且跌倒得这么惨。
So when we talk about David, we want to remind ourselves, even a great hero like David.He could still fall like that, so bad.
不是让他成为我们软弱跌倒的一个借口。
So he cannot be an excuse or justification for our falling of sin.
反而是对我们是一个更大的警戒跟提醒。
But yet he could serve as a warning and reminder.
如果连大卫都会这样子跌倒，我们更是要小心。
If even David could sin like that and fall, then we ought to be very careful.
那第二个，从大卫的身上，我们看见他如何去处理他的失败和跌倒。
And also we can learn from David how he handled his failure and stumbling.
他能够那么真诚的在主面前悔改，而且把自己整个交在神的手中，让神来重建他。
He was sincerely confessed and repented, and then gave himself once again to the Lord for rebuilding.
让他在神的手中能够继续有用，而且能够 被神称为他是合神心意的人。
So that he could once again be useful in God's hands and be a man after God's own heart.
我们也特别提到，在我们人生的路上都会碰到很多很多的转折点。
We mentioned that throughout our lifetime we may encounter many turning points.
转得好，这是我们一生的祝福啊！整个人被提升。
If we turn well, it could be a blessing for a lifetime that our entire life will be blessed.
转不好，是我们整是一个摧毁性的一个破坏跟一个人 亏损。
But if we do not turn well, it could be very destructive and detrimental.
所以像碰到哥利亚人生的障碍，人生的这个仇敌困难，你看大卫靠着主这样子的得胜。
When encounter Goliath, that great giant and enemy, but yet David was able to overcome by the Lord.
但是当他在服事上，在他这个属灵的路上受到逼迫，扫罗这样子无情的追杀他，而且这么长期的受苦之后，他灰心了。
But after a long journey of being chased after.Being chased by Saul and then all the despairs, he became discouraged.
所以他整个蒙召的这个使命受到了极大的挑战。
Then his commission was greatly challenged.
他就跑到喜格拉安乐窝去休养去了，哈，不出来了。
He took a refuge in Ziklag and then he became complacent there.
因着神怜悯的介入，把喜格拉整个安乐窝给烧掉了，把大卫重新赶出来。
But yet by the intervention of God's mercy, the city of Ziklag was all burned down, so David came out again.
让这个人原来已经不寻求神的人，变成又恢复了凡事寻求神。
So for David who stopped inquiring of the Lord, started to seek the Lord once again.
让这个已经忘记了他神圣使命躲在安乐窝的大卫，重新被神摆在宝座上面，能够给神家带来极大的祝福。
So David who became complacent and once again.Become alert and then got put on the throne and brought great blessing to God's kingdom.
那第三个就是我刚才讲的，大卫遇到他自己生命性情罪性的败坏的这个极大的挑战。
And then the third challenge we mentioned is the challenge of facing his own corrupt nature.
他跌倒了，而且跌倒得很惨。
He stumbled and stumbled badly.
但是他恢复得很完全。
But yet he was restored.To perfectly.
今天没有一个属灵伟人在圣经上，在教会历史上，你没看见过他失败的。
There was no spiritual giant throughout the Bible that we see who have never stumbled.
但是他们都在失败中认识了自己的软弱，而且对失败是用一个属灵的态度来处理它。
But yet through their failures, they get to know their weaknesses and they were able to handle and manage their failure in a spiritual way.
非常真实的面对自己的软弱，认罪悔改，让神来重建他。
So they would truthfully face their weaknesses and confess and repent and let the Lord rebuild them.
那最后你看大卫到了晚年去数点百姓。
But yet, at his old age, David went to number the people.
所以盖恩夫人说，骄傲是人最后死去的罪，其实他不会死的。
That's why Madame Guillaume says, pride is the last sin to die, but actually it never dies.
你看他到了晚年的时候，他看到国家这么强盛，真的是很强盛啊。
Even at his old age, he looked at his great kingdom, it was indeed very strong.
你看在以色列历史的记载上，最强的时候是约书亚的时代，600,000 大军。
So actually throughout the history of Israelite, when they were the strongest, it was at the time of Joshua, they had 600,000 soldiers.
到了基甸的时代，要打仗，号召出来的也只有32,000个人。
At the time of Gideon, when they called out the soldiers, they only had 32,000.
Yeah, 等到碰到扫罗面对非利士的时候，只剩下600个人跟着他。
When Saul was facing Philistines, only 600 men followed.
到了大卫的时候，整个国家突飞猛进了。
But yet at the time of David, the entire nation became strong.
所以大卫数点完的时候，光犹大就500,000，以色列800,000，加起来1,300,000大军。
So when David numbered the soldiers, only the Judah, from the tribe of Judah, there was 500,000, and all together in the kingdom, there was 800,000.
跟几十年前扫罗只剩下600个人，那简直是天壤之别。
This is a comparison like heaven and earth compared to the numbers that Saul had.
他的确给这个国家带来了极大的祝福。
Yes, he indeed has brought great blessing to the nation.
如果离开神不说，从人的角度来说，他的确有骄傲的本钱。
Yes, from man's perspective, yes, he deserves to be proud.
因为他尽心竭力，他爱国家，他爱百姓，他把整个国家带到最强。
Because he loved his nation, he loved his people, and he brought his kingdom to the strongest.
但是当他数点完百姓的时候，他心中就自责。
But yet after he numbered the, he counted the, his people, his heart felt rebuked.
神对敬畏他的人其实更严格，神就是 管教他。
Actually, God is more strict toward those who really fear and love Him.
那这件事情提醒我们，在我们这一生的里面，我们都需要紧紧的来靠着主。
So this instance reminded us that throughout our lifetime, we ought to hold fast to the Lord.
仇敌借着肉体，借着罪，借着世界，借着各样的方法，他会回来来伤害我们，来破坏我们。
Because the enemy will come back to harm us.And to destroy us through our sin, our corrupted nature, and through this world and temptations.
所以我在说，在我们人生的路上，这样子的挑战，这样子的转折点会一再的出现。
So let me repeat, such turning points and then challenges will come back again and again in our lifetime.
转得好，我们就更往前跨一步。
If we turn well, then we will make an advancement.
转不好，它带来一个很可怕的亏损。
But if we do not turn well, then it will become a terrible loss.
那大卫让我们看见很多点，他转得很好。
From David's life, we get to see that he turned well many times.
然后也在很多的事情上，他在当时的时候失败了。
So yes, in many events that he did fail.
他的软弱，他的悲情下品被神发出来了。
Yes, his corrupted nature got exposed by God.
但是他也马上再转回向神啊。
But yet he will immediately turn back to God.
所以我上礼拜念了那么多的经文，我真的希望弟兄姊妹，我们能够常常拿出来读。
So I hope that we will review often the scriptures we read last week.
好，让我们在我们自己软弱失败的里面，我们要有一个正确的态度。
So that whenever we fail and stumble, we ought to have the right attitude.
今天要讲以赛亚。
Today we're going to talk about Isaiah.
那因为我去年初已经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。整卷以赛亚书
So last year the spring quarter I have gone through the entire book of Isaiah
那我希望弟兄姊妹如果 对我今天有一些部分没有办法讲到的像例如说以赛亚他有这么强的强而有力的话语直视
So there might be some points that I will not be able to cover. For example, his powerful word ministry.
我本来就想挑一些这个什么大家最喜欢的经文哈，大家读一读，那真的很过瘾哈。
So I was gonna pick some scriptures that we're very familiar with and we love, and those are so great.
好多几乎是只要是基督徒信主的一段时间，没有人不喜欢诗篇，没有人不喜欢以赛亚书的。
So for a Christian, after someone being Christian for a long time, most people will love to read Isaiah and Psalm.
想说怎么可能人的笔能够写得出这样子的话语来哈
Which is marvel, how can someone write a beautiful thing like this?
那我们现在来看以赛亚的一个故事我们很简单的要提一下 他这个人是从年轻他就是敬畏神的一个人
So we will go over some parts of Isaiah's story Since he was young, he feared the Lord
大概在他二十来岁的时候
So when he was in his 20s
他的这个有人说是叔叔有人说是他的堂兄哈就是乌西亚王突然死掉了
So King Uzziah suddenly died And some says King Uzziah was his cousin or uncle
所以以赛亚是一个长在王宫里面的贵族
So actually Isaiah had a noble birth and he probably grew up in the palace
他为着他的这位叔叔也好或是堂兄也好这个乌西亚王这么爱主把国家带得强盛他非常非常的高兴
So he must be very delighted by his either uncle or cousin King Uzziah Because he brought the nation to a strong point
但是让他里面遗憾的一件事情
But then one thing that's regretful
就是乌西亚在他年老的时候他也软弱失败了哈他没有顺服神所以长了大麻风
So when King Uzziah at his old age He became disobedient and then got leprosy.
然后没有多久他死了。
And soon after that he died.
所以以赛亚为着整个国家开始被乌西亚王带往复兴的这个路哈，看见教会不是教会，看见整个国家越来越复兴，越来越蒙福，他心里面非常的喜乐。
So when Isaiah witnessed that how King Uzziah make the nation strong and all the way, he must be very delighted.
而且他的妻子圣经上也小字说是吕先知，好，所以夫妻两个都是敬畏神、爱主的人。
And the scripture also says that his wife was also a prophetess, so that both of them loved the Lord and served the Lord.
所以先是乌西亚的失败让他里面失望，然后乌西亚突然走了，让他绝望。
Then, but yet, after King Uzziah stumbled, he must be disappointed, and then the sudden death of King Uzziah probably took away, removed all of his hope.
那就在这个背景，他二十多岁的时候，神突然宝座的异象向他开启。
So in such background, all of a sudden, the vision of the Lord's throne appeared to him.
然后神得着了这个器皿。
And the Lord laid hold of this vessel.
那这个器皿成为整个当时的犹大国一个极大的祝福。
And this vessel became a great blessing to the entire kingdom.
因为就在这个异象，他蒙召之后不久。北国以色列国就亡国了。
Because soon after he was called by this vision, the North Kingdom got destroyed.
然后南国面临这个亚述大军几次的犯境，国家在非常危难的局面里面。
And the South Kingdom faced great challenges and danger from the kingdom of Assyria.
所以神兴起了以赛亚来帮助西西家王。
So actually, God raised up Isaiah to help King Hezekiah.
不光帮助西西家把国家带进了属灵的复兴。
Not only help King Hezekiah to bring the entire nation to a spiritual revival.
也安定了西西家和全国百姓的心，让他们靠着神，让亚述大军整个失败退去。
He also comforted and settled and pacified the hearts of King Hezekiah and brought the entire nation to victory.
所以，我们再次看见神，当神得到一个对的器皿的时候
，So once again we get to see a case when God obtained a useful vessel.
他能够给神家给一个危难的局面带来一个多大的扭转和祝福
？So he was able to bring to a kingdom and also a critical situation a turning point.
所以，我们就回到我们今年的主题，我们的祷告说：“愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。”
Therefore, we go back to the theme of this year, and also that is our prayer that may those who love the Lord like the rising of the sun in its strength.
我们希望有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
We hope that more and more people who love the Lord will be raised up.
虽然我们带来祝福的程度，我们可以扭转的局面，当然可能跟这些以赛亚呀、大卫啦是不能比的哈。
Yes, the extent of our blessings for others and the influence cannot be compared to Isaiah or King David.
但是至少在我们可以影响的范围里面，我们要成为周围人的祝福。
But yet within our sphere of influence, we ought to become blessings for others.
我们的家庭、我们的同事、我们的小组、我们所在的教会，甚至我们所处的世代。
Our family, our coworkers, our church, our small group, even our generation.
好，那我们现在看以赛亚蒙召的故事，我们很快的看一下啊。
Now we will look at the story how Isaiah was called.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
时间的关系，我来读哈，你们中文的、英文的自己读自己的，好吧
？So Pastor, you will read for us.
你们愿意跟我一起读更好。当乌西亚王奔的那年，就是死的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，像充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。他说：你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。我就说：主啊，这要到几时为止呢？他说：直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉。好，我想这底下要讲的就是讲到他一直到他们整个国家亡国被掳。
So actually it will happen until the entire nation became captured.
然后耶和华要将人迁到远方等等，就是讲到他们至终他们要被掳。
So at the end, they went into exile.
Yeah, 那个，我想我们就先大概读到这里啊。
This is our scripture reading.
那在这里，我们发现以赛亚看见这个异象的背景是在他非常失望、非常绝望的时候。
So the background of this vision appearance is when Isaiah was very discouraged.
但是神用天上宝座的意象来安慰他，来坚固他。
But yet the Lord comforted and strengthened him with the vision of heavenly throne.
地上可以充满了失败，充满了荒凉，但是在天上永远是荣耀的。
Yes, on earth we may see desolation, we may see failures, but in heaven is always glory.
就跟以西结书是一样的。
Just like in the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书一开始就讲到先知被掳到，已经被掳了哈，预言应验了，他们被掳到加巴鲁的河边。
So, in the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, we see that they were all being captured.
Oh, 他们失败到一个地步，成为亡国奴，成为俘虏了。
They fell to a point that they became captivity in captivity.
但是却突然看见天开了。
And then, yeah, all of a sudden they see heaven open.
神让以西结看见，你们地上可以失败到这样子的地步，但是神所要的侍奉是怎样的侍奉
？But yet, the Lord showed Ezekiel, yes, a man may fail on earth to such a bad point, but yet.God is showing him what kind of service that God desires.
有点像我们诗歌32所说的，一代兴起，一代过去，但是他的宝座永远不改变。
Just like a song says, the generations may come and pass away, but then yet his throne remains the same.
啊，所以我们在这里看见，这个意象里面有三件事情，我们注意，很快的注意一下。
So let's pay attention to three things about this vision.
第一个
，First，
这个整个意象的记载里面讲到以赛亚面对的神。荣耀的显现跟光照。
So, Isaiah faced God's enlightenment and then God's appearance.
他在那里说：“他说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
He says, "Woe to me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips."
又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
好了，我就问弟兄姊妹，刚刚读过的经文告诉我们。为什么先知会有这个呼喊说我灭亡呢
So let me ask you a question. Why would the prophet say, woe to me, for I'm undone?
听说你们 worship team 昨天正好读这一篇是吧那你们 是读的什么
So I heard the worship team just read about this. What did you read?
神是可以敬畏的。
So God is to be feared.
什么原因让他说祸灾我灭亡
So why would he say that woe to me, I'm undone?
因为看见的不能看见的神
Because he saw the invisible God.
你看先知说祸灾我灭亡了底下他就讲因为对不对
Right, the prophet actually says woe to me for I'm undone and then he continues that because
他讲了因为底下第一个原因然后又因第二个原因
So he actually said two reasons because of this and because of that
所以他为什么会有这个呼喊说我灭亡呢
So why did he cry out that woe to me I'm undone
第一个他看见自己的败坏和污秽
Because first he saw his corruption and his filth.
第二个，他看见大君王万军之耶和华的圣洁和荣耀。
And then he saw the holiness and the glory of the King of hosts.
所以我们常常说，一个人路走不好。
So oftentimes we say that if we don't walk this path well,
生命长进的不好
or we don't grow well,
有两个很关键的原因，一个就是不够认识自己，一个就是不真的认识神。
There are two major reasons. One is that we do not know about ourselves enough, and the other is we do not know about God enough.
所以每一次我们软弱失败的时候，我们都很 surprised， 说：“哎呀，我怎么会这样？”
So every time when we stumble, oftentimes we are surprised. How can I do something like this?
其实神从来不 surprised， 因为他早就知道我们是这样。
But actually, God's never surprised because He always knew who we are.
那我们就一次又一次、一次又一次的 surprise， 直到有一天我们不再 surprise， 跟神说：“主啊，我真的照我本相，无善足成。”
Until we keep getting surprised by ourselves once again, again and again, until one day we confess we're not surprised anymore. We say, "There's nothing good within me."
我们真正能够像保罗说，我也知道，就是在我肉体中，在我里头，在我肉体中毫无良善。
So that we too can agree with Paul, who says that I know that there's nothing good within me.
因为很多的时候，我们都觉得我们还好，只是什么不好。
Because oftentimes we think we're okay, only except so such and such.
啊，我虽然黑，但是还是秀美。
Even though I'm black, but I'm actually pretty.
这是我们对自己不肯放弃、不肯失望的地方。
That's why we will never give up We will never get discouraged.
直到有一天我们真正蒙光照的时候。
Until one day we are exposed under God's light.
哎呀，我们看见我们全身是污秽，里外是污秽，我们在主的面前会发出这样子的认识和呼喊。
So we see our filth inside out, then we will cry out to the Lord.
从我们里面出来的常常都是不经看的，更没办法被神光照的。
Because what comes out of us oftentimes cannot even be examined.
然后以赛亚给我们一个很好的榜样。
But yet Isaiah gave us a good example.
当一个人真正蒙光照的时候，
When someone really sees the light,
他是先看到自己的污秽，还是先看到别人的污秽？
So, whose filth does he see first? His himself or other people?
大家都知道标准答案是自己的，对不对？
We all know the right answer.
你可不可以想象，就是你如果傍晚天黑了，你接近一个房子，里面点的灯里面有人，然后你在外面院子黑暗的地方。
Imagine in the evening when it's dark outside and you approach a house where there was light in the house.
你是看他清楚呢，还是看自己清楚？
Do you see them more clearly or they see you more clearly?
你当然是看他比较清楚。
Of course, you can see them more clearly.
因为你在黑暗中。
Because you are in the darkness.
所以那种天天看见别人身上有问题，有这个定罪别人的，其实常常不小心是自己在黑暗里。
So those who often condemn others and accuse others, actually they themselves probably are in the darkness.
所以你看到里面，以赛亚说，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，如果把这个顺序倒过来的话，味道就不一样了。
So actually, what Isaiah says is that I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. But if he reverse the order, it will sound very different.
祸灾我灭亡了，因为我住在都是嘴唇不洁的民中，以至于我嘴唇也不洁。
What if he says, "Woe to me, I'm undone, because I live among people with unclean lips. Therefore, I become a man of unclean lips."
应该很多人都笑了，所以我们很多时候会说：“哎呀，我软弱，因为教会很软弱。”
And so you will laugh because a lot of people will say, "I'm weak because our church is weak."
哎呀，我属灵不追求，因为我同伴都不追求。
I do not pursue the Lord because my friends do not pursue the
Lord. 你有没有发现，很容易我们就会这样子？我生气是因为他们惹我生气。
So we often just blame on others. I get angry because they made me angry.
但是你发现，当真一个人真蒙光照的时候，他永远先看见自己的败坏。
But if a person truly sees the light, he always sees his wrongs in his shortcomings.
第二件事情，因为他真正看见了神。
Then he really sees the Lord.
所以他在这里承认自己，他甚至不光承认自己只是有软弱有败。他说：“祸灾，我灭亡了。”
So not only that he confessed he was weak, he confessed of his sin. He even says that woe to me for I'm undone.
我刚刚已经说过，以赛亚是从年轻就很敬虔的一个人。
So actually, I just mentioned that Isaiah has been a godly man since his youth.
你看他娶的太太居然是女先知，你犯什么错我都知道。
He even married a prophetess that she will correct all of his wrongdoings.
对不对？属灵人参透万事嘛。
Because she must be very spiritual and she has discernment of all of his shortcomings.
但是当他真见到光的时候，并不是因为他有什么大罪在身，他仍然说祸灾我灭亡。
So I'm sure he did not commit a great sin or anything, but yet he still says, "Woe to me, for I'm undone."
因为没有一个人遇见这位圣洁荣耀的主。他不会承认自己是个大罪人。你再好的人碰到主，你都会承认自己是个罪人。
There's no one who will, after meeting the holy and glorious Lord, will not confess that they are sinners.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见神要用一个人的时候，神要叫这个人真正的降服在他面前。
So we see that before.The Lord wants to use someone. He needs the person to be completely surrendered.
看见自己的不洁不配，而能够真正的柔软，真正的谦卑在神的面前。
So that this person will see that he was unclean and he's weak, and then will completely surrender and submit.
但是另外一方面又看见他所信的神是这么伟大，高高坐在宝座上，圣洁荣耀的神。
And yet, on the other hand, this person will see that the Lord that he believes is so holy and sitting on the throne above.
所以三次讲到圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Therefore, he says three times, holy, holy, holy.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
当他面对神的呼召的时候。
When he faced the calling from God.
他的反应是全然献上，任主使用。
His reaction is complete consecration and let the willing to be used by the Lord.
刚刚面对神的光照的时候，他是深觉不配，然后甘被洁净。
When he faced God's light, He felt so unworthy and was willing to be cleansed by God.
当他面对神的呼召的时候，他是把自己全然献上，然后任主来使用。
But when he faced God's calling, he completely consecrated himself to the Lord and let the Lord use him.
我想奉献自己的道，奉献自己的诗歌，奉献自己的经文，我们都唱很多，听很多，看很多。
We have seen, we have heard, we have said a lot of scriptures or sing songs about consecrating ourselves.
所以我曾经引用利托森弟兄的一句话，他说：“当一个圣徒没有过奉献关都没过的话，他属灵的道路都还没开始呢。”
I often quote Brother Watchman Nee. If a Christian has not completely consecrated himself, his spiritual journey has not yet started.
奉献关不是可有可无的，是绝对不可少的。
Complete consecration is not optional, it's necessary.
不然不可能在主的路上真正往前去的。
Otherwise, we can never make progress on this faith journey.
虽然我们奉献的程度、深度跟彻底的成方面哈，会进步的。
Yes, we might. There's still room to grow in terms of our consecration in the absoluteness and also extent.
那我就不晓得，就着大家信主的年日到现在的经验，你觉得在奉献的这件事情上最难的是什么？我说的还不是金钱哈，我是指我们整个人奉献给主，愿意为主活。
According to your own journey, what is the most difficult point in the area of consecration? I'm not talking about money.
你有没有觉得困难在哪里？
What is the most difficult thing?
都不讲了。大家。甘心。甘心奉献不容易，对对。
Yes,
很好
it is hard to
就是很多时候舍不得哈，还是舍不得那奉献有时候哭哭啼啼的上祭坛哈。
Sometimes we walk up the altar crying because we're not really willing.
我跟你们讲过，我们 在新西兰去一个弟兄家，他家自己开农场，他说他弟兄姊妹多的时候，他们就杀羊，大家一起烤羊肉吃哈，或是有时候杀猪哈。
I mentioned to you when we went to New Zealand, we met a brother who had a farm. So then oftentimes when he has guests, he would slaughter one of his animals, even a pig or a lamb, to entertain his guests.
你要杀猪跟杀羊完全不一样。
And he says the reactions from the pigs or lambs are very different.
那个猪尖叫惨叫，几里外都听得到，羊就默默无声，任你宰割。
The pigs would scream and then screech, and people far away can hear it, but a lamb would be very quiet.
他说杀山羊跟杀绵羊也不一样。
And then a goat is also different from a lamb.
山羊会拳打脚踢，绵羊就是安安静静的任你杀。
A goat will struggle and will fight back.
所以我们奉献第一个困难是我们很舍不得，有时候不甘心啊。
So when we offer ourselves, the first thing is usually we're not very willing.
那第二个很大的挑战就是我们常常不能持久，是间断性的。
And the second challenge is that our consecration sometimes does not last.
差不多是在特会的时候最高昂。
So usually our heart to offer reaches the highest at conferences or retreats.
所以我去香港这么多年暑假服侍他们，我听说有少数的年轻人已经不愿意来聚会了哈。
I've been to Hong Kong to lead conferences many years, and I've heard some young people that are not willing to come to conferences anymore.
他们说从特会回来的时候都是兴奋的、高兴的，爱主爱的两三个月又垮了。
Because they say that after they come back from conferences, they will be so excited and will love the Lord wholeheartedly for 2 or 3 months.
有人爱五六个月啊，有人爱七八个月，那很少人爱到明年退休会了，是吧？
Some passion will last for 5 or 6 months or 7 or 8 months, but hardly any will last until the next conference.
所以他们试了几年以后就放弃了，说不要来了。
So after trying for several years, they gave up and said, "I'm not going to go anymore."
这个上了仇敌的诡计了哈。
So actually, they fall into the trap of the enemy.
但是他也讲到一件事情，就是我们的奉献一个很大的挑战就是时间的考验。
But they also mentioned that our consecration will go through the test of time.
但是你发现，当以赛亚在这里答应神的呼召的时候
，But when Isaiah responded to God's calling.
当神在那里说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？他就说，我说我在这里，请差遣我。
So when the Lord says, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Isaiah says, "Here am I, send me."
然后等一下我们就会从底下看见他整个的一生就是把自己放在神的手中。
Then we can see that throughout his life, he continually gave his life to the Lord.
这是非常非常不容易的一件事情。
This is a hard thing to do.
但是我们在这里再继续讲下去之前
，Before we go on，
我还是要跟弟兄姊妹讲，当人碰到困难的时候。
I have to say, when we encounter difficulties,
人总是在这里用各样的方法来解决困难。
We always try to find different methods to solve the problem.
当人在这里追求理想，想要达到目标的时候
，When we are pursuing an ideal or goal,
人总是用各样的方法来追求理想，来达到目标。
We always try to find some method, ways or approach to reach our goal.
当人希望在这里得到祝福，得到好处的时候
，When we want to be benefited, we want to receive blessings.
人也是用各样的方法，甚至有些人不择手段。
Sometimes we try all means to get there.
但是你发现神做事情 就不是这样。
But yet God does not work this way.
神做事情他永远要得到对的人。
God always try to find the right person first.
神要得到合用的器皿。
He has to find a suitable vessel.
然后神透过这个器皿，神亲自来做事情。
And through this vessel, God will work.
神亲自来解决问题。
And he will solve the problem.
神亲自来实现他的旨意。
And he will fulfill his own will.
神亲自要来赐下他的祝福。
And he will send down his own blessings.
那就远远远远超过这个器皿本身所能带出来的祝福。
He can do far more than what this vessel can do on his own.
一个最简单的例子就是神要满足那五千个人，大家都饿了那样子，没有东西吃。
The simplest example is that when Jesus needs to feed 5,000 people,
他能不能叫石头都变成饼？当然可以。
Couldn't he turn the stones into bread? Of course he could.
但是他宁可不做，那不过只是个方法。
But he rather not to do that because it was just a method.
那不过是他能力的一显就是了。
It was just the manifestation of his power only.
但是当他这里得到一个小孩子愿意把他自己的便当五饼二鱼交给神的时候
，But yet when he let hold of the little child who was willing to offer up his lunch.
所以神就透过这个器皿出来做奇妙的事情。
God was able to do something more wonderful through this little vessel.
所以这个小孩子最多只能拿出五饼二鱼。
So the child at the most could offer five of two fish.
但是当神得到一个对的器皿的时候，神可以叫五千个大男人吃饱，加妇人孩子是上万人的。
But yet when the Lord laid hold of a right vessel, he was able to feed 5,000 men and plus women and children at least to 20,000.
所以当这个神迹行完的时候，主耶稣就讲了一篇这么重要的道，他说。我就是生命的粮，从天上降下来的粮。
So after this miracle, the Lord was able to deliver such a great message that I'm the bread of life from heaven.
以色列在旷野里面能够走四十年，全靠天上的供应哈。
The Israelites were able to walk in the desert for 40 years. It was all because of the bread from heaven.
今天不管神家有多大的需要，不管环境像旷野怎样的荒凉，神的供应永远够的，因为他就是天上的粮。
Today, no matter how great the church have a need or how desolate the situation is, the Lord is always able to supply sufficiently.By the bread of life.
不管你的家、你的小组、你的教会现在是多么的干、多么的渴、多么的没有供应，但是神得到器皿，他就是要祝福。
No matter how dry you're experiencing your family, your small group of your church, if the Lord lets hold of right person, he was able to send down great blessings.
所以主说我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以让我们来差遣呢？谁可以为我们去呢
？So the Lord says, whom should we send? Who will go for us?
你就发现以赛亚在这里一面看见自己是一个这么可怕的罪人，是祸灾要灭亡的罪人。
So Isaiah at this point saw his own filth and weakness. He thought he was going to die.
他才知道自己的不配，怎么配来在这位圣洁公义的神面前侍立呢
？He knew he was unworthy. How could he stand and serve this righteous king?
但是他却摸着了神的心，摸着了神的需要，摸着了神的痛苦啊。
But yet he came in touch with God's heart and he understood God's need and God's pain.
他的回应就是主，我在这里。
So he responded and says, "Here am I."
所以神就使用了这个器皿。我们今天后代的人讲到以赛亚，大家都感谢神，神家有这样子的人。
Therefore, the Lord laid hold of this vessel and was able to use it. And then throughout the history, all Christians will appreciate Isaiah the prophet.
你不要说，哎呀，主，我刚被你光照，我是一个大罪人，我不配，我不配，我不要。
Isaiah did not say, "Oh Lord, I just got exposed by your light. I'm such a great sinner. I'm not worthy. I can't.
这个真的是一件很矛盾的事情。
This is a paradox.
一面神先让我们看见自己的污秽，自己的不配。
On one hand, that we get to see that we're so unworthy, we're so filthy.
但是一面神又让我们看见他的需要，他要用我们。
But yet, on the other hand, the Lord shows his needs, that he needs to use us.
那中间插进来的关键就是我们这个人被神来洁净。
And the key point is that we get cleansed by the Lord.
撒拉弗用炭火来洁净了这个器皿。
Therefore, Seraphim was able to cleanse this vessel with live coal.
所以论配，我们没有一个人配，而且永远不配。
So with regard to worth,No one is worthy.
但是当神要用的时候，我们就在主人面前，我说我们要做的责任是让自己成为一个洁净合用的器皿。
But yet when the Lord wants to use us, what we need to do is to become a cleansed, a clean vessel.
神用不用，什么时候用，怎么用，那是他的事。
It's up to the Lord whether he will use us, how or when.
所以当神说我可以差遣谁呢？神可以为我们去呢？那这个时候就表示神要用了。那我说我在这里。
So when the Lord says, whom should I send who will go for us? That means the Lord wants to use us. And what we ought to respond is that, Lord, here I am.
所以我讲到大卫的第一讲的时候，我说 很多被神重用的人都是先被神不用。
When I delivered the message on David, the first message, I said that oftentimes when the Lord wants to use someone, first thing that they went through is that they are not being used by God.
如果我们不先学会被神不用，很多的时候神没有办法更深的来用我们。
So if we do not learn the lesson of being put aside by the Lord, we cannot be truly used by the Lord.
圣经上这样子的例子太多了。
There are so many examples in the Bible.
好，所以我希望我们不要谦卑到一个地步，每次都跟主说，主我不配，我不配。
And I hope that we will not be so humble to a point that we always say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy.
那也是我们糟蹋忽略了神在我们身上的救恩。
So actually we are wasting and we are neglecting the Lord's salvation on us.
有一个妹妹跟她哥哥讲，她说哥哥你是我碰到最爱干净的人。
A little sister once said to her older brother, "Brother, you're the cleanest person I've ever met."
然后他哥哥还很不好意思，真的吗？因为他还有一天每一天都不洗澡啊。
And then the brother says, "Are you sure? Because he actually does not take shower every day."
然后他妹妹说，因为你什么事情都推得干干净净的。
Because you always get yourself out.Clean.
人家叫他做什么事情，他总是有理由把他推掉的。
Because he always push things aside, he always has an excuse, and then to get himself out of situation.
那我们今天下午 servanthood discipleship 仆人门训正好要读，殷勤不可懒惰。
So this afternoon, the Chinese side of servanthood discipleship, we're gonna study be diligent and not lazy.
一个主工人一个基本的性格就是永远不能够懒惰的。
So that's a basic characteristics of a servant.Of God is to be diligent and not lazy.
永远不能被动的。
You can never be passive.
啊，这个一个要求才做一件事，然后都是被动的。那这样子人在神手中，神不用。
If we only do things when we are requested and pushed, then we cannot be used by God.
啊，你必须真正爱神家，你真正爱神，在这里主动的为神家来补破口，来神家把自己摆进来。
We ought to love the Lord, love God's house, and be proactive and involve ourselves and engage.
那第三个，面对神家的托，面对神的托付，他不畏艰难，他至始忠心啊。
Thirdly, when he faced God's commission, he was undaunted and faithful to the end.
啊，在这里刚才读的经文，就是神告诉他说，你要去告诉这个百姓。
So here the scripture says, the Lord said, "Go and tell this people."
那底下所有讲的话，基本上。集中在两件事情。
And then all these statements afterwards focus on two things.
第一个，百姓是非常刚硬、不顺服神的百姓。
First of all, the people were hard-hearted and they were disobedient to God.
他们听是会听见。
Yes, they will hear.
啊，虽然不明白。
But they will not understand.
看是看见，虽然不晓得。
Yes, they will see, but they will not perceive.
但那个钥匙，这个其实在原文里面没有的哈，就是因为这个百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
Because their hearts were dull, and then their ears heavy, and then their eyes are shut.
那恐怕的话，在原文里面有另外同一个字，有另外一个翻译，就是或者他们眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。
So lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts.
我没有时间去分析这段经文的原文的解释。一个教授曾经特别把这节经文做一个很彻底的分析啊。
Actually, I don't have time to go over the detailed explanation of this statement.
那中文的翻译非常的不好，让人家以为是神让这些百姓刚的心，不要顺服神。
So in this passage, the Chinese translation is not that good, and then mislead people to think that God does not want His people to actually
hear. 所以你只要把两个关键字的另外的翻译放在旁边，就是你们听是要听见的那个却不明白。就是虽然不明白。 看是要看见，虽然不晓得。
So the more accurate translation would be that they will hear even though they do not understand. They will see even though they do not perceive.
把钥匙这两个字挂号挂起来，其实原来没有的。然后底下就讲到恐怕的这个恐怕是讲或者。或者眼睛看见，或者眼睛听见，大家明白了吗
？We can change that word less to maybe when they see they with their eyes or they will hear with their ears.
Okay, 所以在这里我们看见神有一个托付要交给以赛亚。
So here we see that God has a commission for Isaiah.
这个托付呢，就是要叫他去向百姓传信息。
So the commission is to preach to the people a message.
啊，把神的心意能够传达给他们。
So that he will reveal to these people God's heart.
那是什么样子的百姓呢
？So what kind of people are they?
圣经上告诉我们，他们是非常刚硬、不顺服神的百姓，而且是全面性这样子的。
They were hard-hearted. They were disobedient throughout the nation.
那第二件事情。
Second.
当以赛亚听见这句话的时候，他就问主说：“主啊，那这要到什么时候截止呢？什么时候为止呢
？”So when Isaiah heard this, he asked the Lord, "Lord, how long would this situation last?"
你把一个这么困难的事情交给我，叫我去面对不刚硬、刚硬不顺服的百姓，那要到什么时候为止
？You're giving me such a difficult task. You ask me to preach to hard-hearted people who were disobedient. So how long would this last?
那主的回答就是：这个局面只会越来越坏，直到王国被掳为止。
And basically, the Lord's answer is that this situation will get worse and worse until the entire nation is ruined and went into exile.
换句话说，这是一个永远没有办法挽回的局面。
In other words, this is a situation that will never turn around.
好，所以弟兄姊妹， 这是一个真的是 mission impossible 的一个 mission。
This is such a mission impossible。
如果你要现在去打一场球赛，NBA 最后一场。
If you're gonna go play the NBA basketball finals game，
人家已经告诉你最后的结尾是你们决定输。
If someone already tells you that you are going to lose，
你们可能七局里面四局都输。
And you're gonna lose four out of seven games.
然后会成为全国的笑谈，是一个很羞耻的事情。
And you're gonna become the laughing stock, for the entire nation.
那你还全力以赴的去打
？Do you still go and then do your best?
那是很不容易的事情。
That is not easy.
如果早就已经让你看见结局了，输是输定了，那很多人可能连打的意志都没有。
If you already know that you're gonna lose.A lot of people probably will lose the motivation to even play.
以前我看过一个见证，一对夫妻写的见证。
I saw a testimony. I read a testimony of a couple.
他们怀的胎是很不正常的胎，有一个很特别的染色体出了问题。
That they are pregnant. They're pregnant, and then their child in the womb has some abnormal.
那医生是建议他们立刻除掉，因为这个孩子生下来一般活不会超过三分钟、三五分钟，一定死。
The doctor advised them to abort the baby because the baby will not live longer than 3 minutes.
所以夫妻两个在主面前祷告。
So husband and wife pray before the Lord.
医生也讲得斩钉截铁的。
And the doctor was very sure about the diagnosis.
他们两个就面对一个决定，到底还要不要生。
So they were faced with a decision whether to abort the child.
我不晓得在座的。做姊妹的你们还要不要生
？I don't know for sisters here, would you still continue carry the baby？
你要经过那么长的怀孕之苦、生产之苦，然后出来以后大概三五分钟，他就要走了。
You have to go through the entire pregnancy and a child labor, and the child will live about 3 minutes.
但夫妻两个祷告以后，觉得神所赐的都是好的，他们决定把他生下来。
But after the husband and wife prayed, they decided whatever given by God is good, and they have decided to keep the baby.
这个孩子虽然看不到，夫妻两个常常按手为他祷告，唱诗歌给他听，给他最好的爱。
Even though they could not see the baby, the husband and wife often lay hand on the baby and pray and sing songs and read scriptures to the baby.
就小孩子生下来的时候
，When the child was finally born,
脸红红的，什么都正常。
The baby looked very healthy.And normal.
那个爸爸高兴得不得了，两个人抱着他，那么喜乐。
The father and mother were so happy they were holding the baby.
有没有想到，才不到一分钟开始，他所有的脸色开始改变。
And after 1 minute, the complexion of the baby turned.
这个孩子活不到两分钟就断气了。
The baby did not live longer than 2 minutes.
我看到他们写这个见证，我真的很感动。
When I read the testimony, I was so touched.
弟兄姊妹。 今天以赛亚去面对的一个 结局是一个没有办法挽回的结局。
So, today Isaiah faced this situation that cannot be turned around.
他会跟主埋怨说，主，那你为什么还要我去做呢？
But would he complain to the Lord? Lord, why would you still send me?
这不是白费功夫吗？
This is such a waste of effort.
我花这么多的辛劳，要受百姓们这么多的嘲笑、顶撞、不顺服，然后到最后对他们不能带来帮助，他们要亡国，要被掳。
I would put in so much effort for these hard-hearted disobedient people, and I will not be able to bring them blessings.
你发现以赛亚没有任何的埋怨，没有任何的质问，他就是顺服。
But yet, we do not see Isaiah complain or even ask questions. He just simply obeyed.
然后你看以赛亚书这么宝贵的一卷书，就在这样子的先知的手中写出来。
And the book of Isaiah, such a precious book, it was written by the prophet under such circumstances.
有人告诉我们说，以赛亚书被称为是旧约的福音书，或是救恩书，哈。
Some call the book of Isaiah the salvation book or the gospel book in the Old Testament.
它整个书里面充满了安慰之言。
The book was full of words of comfort.
让所有失望、灰心、害怕、跌倒的人都在这里找到了安慰。
So people who were discouraged, fear, afraid, stumble, they will find comfort in this book.
而且它是圣经里面关于弥赛亚的预言讲的最清楚、最详尽的一卷书。
And this is also one of the books that describe the prophecies of Isaiah, the Messiah, the most clear.
它涵盖了以赛亚这个那弥赛亚来的时候各个阶段的预言，都在以赛亚书里面找到了。
We can find different stages of fulfillment of the coming of Messiah in the book of Isaiah.
它带给人荣耀的盼望，弥赛亚要来。
It brings people this glorious hope that Messiah is coming.
它让人看见了圣灵降临的应许，圣灵要带进全备的祝福。
And it shows people the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit and then the full blessings from the Holy Spirit.
它让人认识了神永远的旨意，神是一个怎样的神。
And then he shows people God's eternal will and what kind of God he is.
都是在一个荒凉黑夜没有盼望的一个局面里面，他所出来的信息。
And these messages were born out of this dark and desolate situation.
所以我说他所面对的百姓是刚硬不顺服的百姓。
As I said, he faced a people of, with hardened heart and disobedience.
不是少数的，是全国，是全面的。
Not just a few, but entire nation.
他所面对的局面是一个没有办法再挽回的局面，终其一生都是没办法挽回。
The situation that he faced cannot be turned around throughout his lifetime.
而且圣经上告诉我们，他经过了这虽然第一章第一节讲了四个王，但是实际上他经过五个王。
So the scriptures tells us that he actually gone through five kings.
所以犹大的历史、教会的历史里面的传说，都说希伯来书里面说的，很多人为主受苦，各样的逼迫，中间被锯子锯死，就是讲的以赛亚。
It is commonly believed.That there were many martyrdoms mentioned in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, and that the one says sown into two was about Isaiah.
这个忠言逆耳啊。
Because his true words were being hated.
马拉西不肯听这位历经五个朝代的忠臣老臣以赛亚给他的劝诫。
King just refused to listen to this faithful and loyal servant.
他们用一棵大树把中间挖空了，把以赛亚 塞进去，用锯子就把他活活锯死了。
So they actually emptied out a tree trunk and stuffed Isaiah in the tree trunk and sewed that trunk into two.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个，我说为什么说至死忠心的一个神的仆人。
That's why I say this is a servant of God who was faithful until death.
我相信今天如果神给我们一个服事，是这样子的服事，我们都不敢接。
If the Lord gives us a commission like this, we're probably afraid to take.
啊，你整洁队都是不顺服的人。
If you lead a team of cleaning people and then they are all disobedient.
然后会骂你，会找你麻烦的。
They will talk back to you and make trouble.
那不管你怎样努力为他们祷告、劝他们、流泪做榜样给他们看，结果他们越来越坏。
No matter how hard you pray for them and you set a good example for them, they will just become worse and worse.
Yeah, worship team 也是这样子 ，education 也是这样，儿童主日学老师，如果神交给你的服事就是越来越坏。
If it's the same with worship team or education department, whatever the task, the commission the Lord gives to you, it just become worse and worse.
我们还要不要做？
Would you still do it?
所以这是侍奉主的人一个很大的挑战。
So this is a great challenge to people who serve God.
因为事情的困难或不困难，做事情困不困难
？Whether it's difficult to do，
然后工作有没有果效
？Or whether there will be results，
我们能不能真正带下祝福，都会很影响我们服事的动力。
Or can we really bring blessings that will greatly affect our motivation？
那明明问题不出在我们，我们也全力以赴了，但是情形越来越糟，这真的是很痛苦的事情。
It could be that we are not really the problem, and we try our best, but situation gets worse and worse. That would be something very difficult.
所以这是服事主人一个很严肃的挑战，就是到底我是不是真的是为了神，是专心讨神喜悦
？So that is a serious challenge for everyone who serves the Lord. Are we just serving the Lord alone and please Him alone？
还是我要从人的身上，从结果？来得安慰得力量
or we're trying to get motivation from people or from results.
我认识一个年长的弟兄，他有一次 来我们教会分享，吃饭的时候他跟我们讲一个见证。
I know an elderly brother, and once he came to our church, and during lunchtime, he shared with me a testimony.
他1980年中国刚开始开放的时候，他回中国去。
So in the 1980s, when China first became open, he went back to China.
他到北方一个乡下里面，一个山区里面，他去见一些的。弟兄姊妹
So he went into the mountain area in the northern part of China, went to a village to visit some brothers and sisters.
他们就跟他做见证，说有一个神的仆人，主叫他在这里服事。
So they gave a testimony that a servant of God sent them here to serve.
他说他多年尽心竭力的服事，怎么样子认真的去看望、去传福音，结果都结不出果子来。
So he says for many years he tried very hard to share the gospel to went on visitations, and there was just no fruit.
他说可能这样子20年过去了以后，他整个人灰心至极啊。
So after 20 years, he was so discouraged.
他就觉得自己不配服事主，那个神也不要用他，所以他准备打退堂鼓要走了。
So he thought maybe he was unworthy to serve the Lord. He was just about to quit.
就在他收拾好东西准备走的时候
While he was just packing up and ready to quit and leave,
他在主面前再一次的祷告
So once again he prayed to the Lord
那天主光照他主遇见他他在主的面前跟主认出他还是留下来
That day the Lord met him and then he confessed and repented and decided to stay
他知道自己的注意力不应该在这些而是能够专心的做神要他做的事情。
Then he realized that his focus should not be on result, but just focusing on what the Lord wants him to do.
他只应该专心的来讨神的喜悦。
And focusing on pleasing the Lord.
所以他就还是继续的忠心，全力以赴的服事。
So he continued to do his best and be faithful in his service.
而当这位老弟兄到那边去看他们的时候
，So when this elderly brother went to visit him,
他们不久之前刚有一个受浸聚会，一次受浸聚会就700多个人。
So at that time they just had a baptismMeeting and 700 people got baptized.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道神是独行其事的神啊。
We don't know the Lord just does things His own way.
我们的眼睛太放在我们的果效、我们的成果，有时候那是一个 misleading， 那是一个错误的一个引导啊。
If we just focus on the results, we could easily be misled.
很多父母为孩子祷告，他就是不改，就是不改，就是不改。
Oftentimes, parents will pray for the children, and they will just not change.
但是当我们继续忠心的能够执着在我们该做的事情上，继续为他们祷告。
But we persevere and then continue to do what we ought to do and pray for them.
你就发现很多人到最后被神整个转回来。
And we see many cases that the children will be turned by the Lord.
你看 John Newton 也好，或是更早的这个。教父时代的这个圣奥古斯丁，他母亲为他昼夜的祷告，没有机会看见他悔改，但是这个人后来被神这样子的得着重用。
Examples like John Newton or Saint Augustine, their moms would just continue to pray for them, even though they did not get to see their transformation in their lifetime.
这个叫做忠心到底哈。
But that is called being faithful until death.
所以我2年前在英国聚会的时候
，Two years ago when I was in England,
听李秀全牧师讲他60岁生日。
I heard Pastor Li Shouquan preach that on his 60th birthday.
他太太送给他的生日卡上面就两个字。
And then his wife gave him a birthday card with two words on it.
他说叫 "finish well."
It says "finish well."
李牧师一下子不知道怎么翻译，底下有一个人就讲说善终。
And then Pastor Li didn't know how to translate in Chinese, and someone gave a.Interpretation.
他说因为在海外活久了很多中国字都讲不出来
Because when we live in overseas for a long time our Chinese is not that good anymore.
特别都是中文英文夹在一起，对不对？
Especially we speak Chinglish with mixed up together.
有时候说我今天下午要去 shopping， 你看中文英文就混在一起。
Like we say we're going shopping this afternoon, but we mix Chinese and English words.
然后妈妈一听着就很生气，刷什么屏？你看到没有？有没有过？不光是中英文混杂在句子里面，连同一个字都可以分开的，你刷什么屏？
Have you heard your parents say that?
所以善终就是跑到路中都还是得胜。
As to finish well and then to be victorious all the way to the end.
啊，这真的是我们的祷告哈，我们路上起起跌跌，高高低低的。
That's our prayer, even though we could go up and down throughout the way.
但是我们何等希望主能够让我们越来越被改变，越来越忠心向着他。
May the Lord help us and change us so that we can be more and more like Him and will be faithful to the end.
那最后讲到他成为神家中流砥柱。
And he became a pillar in God's house against all
times. 那他整个在神家里面，他有两个最重要、最重要的属灵。The ministry, 所谓的执事。
He had the most, two most important ministries in God's house.
他这个强而有力的话语执事是众所周知的。
We all know about his powerful word ministry.
因为你从读以赛亚书你就知道了。
By reading the book Isaiah, we will know.
很少有人话像他这样子哈，简洁有力，然后直入人心。
That his words are just so simple and direct and to the point.
所以有人说他是旧约先知中的王子。
Some call him the prince of among the prophets in the Old Testament.
说他是最伟大的弥赛亚先知。
He was the greatest Messiah prophet.
他的信息里面真的是充满了安慰，充满了鼓舞。
And his messages were full of encouragement and comforts.
你不信的话，等一下去找几个老基督徒，叫他翻以赛亚书给你看，大概都是画线画很多的。
If you don't believe it, go find some senior Christians, and you will see that they highlight their the book of Isaiah a lot.
但是他扭转乾坤的祷告执事却是很多人所忽略的。
But yet he's prayer ministry are often neglected by many.
但是在这个中间插进来的这个35-38章，好像给我们看到一个窗户，以赛亚的祷告。
In Isaiah chapter 35-38, we get to see this in the passage. We get to see his prayer ministry.
我们看到西西家的祷告，知道西西家已经是一个很会祷告的人。
We read about the prayer of King Hezekiah. We already know that he was a man of prayer.
西西家的祷告太伟大，他从天上祷告到地上来。
His prayer was so great because he prayed from heaven to earth.
可是当整个国家危难，被那个亚述大军层层包围的时候
，But yet when the entire nation was surrounded by Assyrians.
西西家马上差遣祭司中的长老们，领袖们全部去找以赛亚，请他为神家祷告。
At this critical moment, King Hezekiah would send officers and then elders to Isaiah and ask him to pray.
他说：“求你为剩余的民扬声祷告。”
They say, "Lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left."
这个王虽然是王。
Even though King Hezekiah was king,
他坐在全国的宝座上面。
He's sitting on the throne of this nation.
但是他知道这个国家的祝福、属灵的力量在以赛亚这个人身上。
But yet he knows that the spiritual strength of this nation lies on Prophet Isaiah.
所以他一碰到困难的时候，他不是叫人把他叫来，他把众长老、把这些领袖们全部打发去请以赛亚为国家祷告。
So when facing crisis, he did not just summon Prophet Isaiah to him, but he sent the elders and officers and leaders to Isaiah and asked him to pray for the nation.
我们很快看一下，我们就结束。以赛亚书36章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 36.
第六节到第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
对不起，不是。那个37章第六节到第七节。
Chapter 37, verses 6 and 7.
以赛亚对他们说，要这样对你们的主人说，耶和华如此说，你听见亚述王的仆人亵渎我的话，不要惧怕，我必惊动他的心，他要听见风声就归回本地，我也必使他在那里倒在刀下。你就发现当他们来找以赛亚的时候，
So you see that when they come to find Isaiah,
不管是以赛亚那个时候才祷告，但是更有可能以赛亚早就已经祷告了。
Possible that Isaiah had already prayed for the situation.
所以当他们一来问的时候，他马上就把安慰的信息叫他们传回去给西西家。
So immediately after they came to inquire, he gave them the message. message of comfort back to King Hezekiah.
而且所有讲的话全部应验。
And everything that he said was fulfilled.
那没有人可以想象说怎么可能把亚述大军给打掉的。
No one could imagine how they could have defeated the armies of Assyria.
因为亚述大军是秋风扫落叶，所有被他经过的国家全部都是他铁蹄底下的俘虏。
Because Assyrian army was so mighty that none of the nations were able to resist them.
你自己去看亚述大军或是亚述的元帅拉伯沙基所讲的亵渎的话，你就知道没有一个王，没有一个神在他面前站得住的。
Just look at how they blaspheme. You will see that no king and no armies were able to stand before them.
但是当以赛亚讲完这些话的时候
But after Isaiah said this,
神夜里面派一个天使就够了把亚述大军十八万五千人一夜之间杀掉
God just sent one angel to wipe out 185,000 Assyrian soldiers
让亚述王落荒而逃
And the king had Assyria just fled back
最后隔了将近二十年被他两个儿子背叛杀在庙里面
And then afterwards he wasMurdered by his own son.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要发现一个好的话语，只是他一定必须是一个祷告的人。
So you see that a person with word ministry, he has to be a person of prayer.
他必须先在至圣所，在施恩座前遇见说话的神，听见神所说的话。
He has to remain in the most holy place before the throne and to hear words from the Holy.
他才能够出来，带着圣灵的膏油、圣灵的能力替神说话。
Then he can come out of the most holy place and prophesy, with the power and anointing of the Holy.
所以我们要为着神家所有话语出口，不管是带诗的，不管是小组查经的，不管是讲台的。
So therefore, we ought to pray for everyone who has this word ministry at church, whether it's leading worship or teaching or on the pulpit.
我们都非常需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
We need.Brothers and sisters' prayers.
那我们自己不是靠恩赐、靠才干、靠经验在服侍。
So that we will not just serve with our experience, with our skills, or with our talents.
那个不仅仅价值不高，而且常常是危机。
Not only that it's not much value, but oftentimes it could be a crisis.
希望我们都在主的面前有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
We pray that more people who love the Lord will rise up.
他们是祷告的人，为神家求祝福，为神家扭转局面。
They're also people of prayers. They will bless the house of God and turn the situation around.
他们里面神的话语像自然涌流的指示一样，能够常常成为神家的祝福。
So the words of God will naturally flow out of them and bring blessings to God's house.
好，我们。再唱上个礼拜276首，我们只唱副歌，好吧
？Let's sing song 276, and we just sing the refrain.
我们唱两遍啊。
We'll sing twice the refrain.
我希望不管你在什么岗位上，你是当妈妈也好，当爸爸也好，当主日学老师也好，当小组长也好，当整洁组的同工，当饭食组的，不管你是做什么。但愿都在我们神量给的岗位上，我们忠心致事。
No matter what your position or your ministry is, whether you're parents or you're serving a church, whatever that is, let us be faithful until death.
我们被成为被神用来扭转局面、带下祝福的。
That we can be a vessel being used by God to turn the situation around and bring down blessings.
好，我们唱276。
求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走在路，使主心满意足。求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我。
谢谢你把这么多的见证人如同云彩一样围绕我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us so many witnesses surrounding us like clouds.
从他们的服事上面，我们真看见我们自己的亏欠和不足。
From their services and ministries, we get to see our shortcomings.
主啊，在这个比从前更灰暗、更荒凉的时代里面。 求你兴起更多爱你的人来。
In this age that is even more desolate and dark, we pray that you will raise up people who love you.
哦，我们身上真的是带着你属天的影响力，能够给周围的人带来祝福。
That we will have this heavenly influence and bring down blessings to people around us.
以赛亚没有因为这个艰难的呼召而退去。
Isaiah did not withdraw because of this difficult commission.
他反而为神家带来了这么大的祝福。
But he has brought.Great blessing to God's house.
不光祝福了他所在的世代
Not only served his generation.
哦，关于弥赛亚的应许，关于圣灵的预言，关于神永远旨意的启示，他成为了历史历代人的祝福。
Because of the messianic prophecies and because of the promise of the Holy Spirit and God's eternal will, he has brought such great blessing to God's house.
主啊，让我们没有一个人失望、灰心而退后的。
So let us.That none of us will withdraw because of disappointments.
就连我们的软弱和败坏都不能拦住我们。
Even our weaknesses and our fall will not stop us.
因为我们知道我们的神是爱我们的神。
Because we know that our God loves us.
而乐意来洁净我们。
He's willing to cleanse us.
来医治我们被盗的病。
And he will heal us.Of the backsliding.
他更愿意用他荣耀的生命和旨意来充满我们。
And he wants to fill us with his glorious life and eternal will.
让我们活得尊贵，活得有价值。
So that we will live a noble life with values.
在为自己、为同伴、为教会、为这个世代来向你祷告。
We pray for ourselves, for our companions, for our church, and for this generation.
恩待我们。
Be merciful.
让你的旨意无论通行到哪里，哪里就充满了喜乐和平安。
Whatever your will is, there will be.Joy and peace.
充满了你的祝福，充满了生命。
There will be your blessings and life.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.